So Saint Germain is what we call an ascended master. An ascended master is a being who is no longer in a human body on the earth walk in the earth plane. However, there is a ray of light. Can you guys hear that? Me in that other phone? All right, this is going to look at... Let me put that on top of it. For you guys on the phone, I put a stuffed bear on top of the phone. So for me to be able to record, I dial in with two lines. So let me start this over for purposes of the recording. Welcome to Saint Germain's Violet Flame. So Saint Germain is an ascended master that used to walk the earth. He's had many, many names, but in his higher form, he is responsible for the violet flame, and that violet flame has a specific purpose that allows you to transmute energy and transform energy. So basically, regardless of which T word you use, we're going to take the molecules and we're going to take them from one form and shift them into another form. So compared to like when you see a huge fire, that fire comes in, it definitely cleanses everything, but it also destroys. I mean, it's burning everything down to the ground. And there are some seeds that the only way those seeds will actually open so that they can grow is by the heat of the fire. When you bring Saint Germain's violet flame into your world, it is going to completely cleanse, and it is going to turn the corner and transform that energy immediately into something new that you're looking for. So the purpose of tonight is, I picked tonight with this particular focal point because we have an inauguration happening in a couple days. And from the time when, before even the voting happened, there's been a lot of push, there's been a lot of pull, there's been a lot of anger, there's been sadness, disappointment. And if that's happening on the outside and around me, it's always a wonderful mirror to go, where is that happening in my own life? Right? So where, instead of looking out and pointing to someone and go, I can't believe he said that, she said that, they picked that person. If I'm literally pointing out, I got three fingers that are coming back to me. So it's a mirror of simply going, all right, I'm angry right now. I'm angry at something that was said, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling depressed, or I'm feeling anxious is another big word, is to be able to simply ask a question, is where is that playing out in my world, in my own life? Where is that playing out? The second part that we can ask is where is it playing out in my body, my physical body? And then a third one, where is it playing out in my relationship? Where is it playing out in my business? So there's a lot of different avenues that we can go in and play. So everyone take a breath. This part, when we take a breath, that breath literally brings us into present time, present moment. So what I'm going to do is, this is going to be what I call an active meditation. You are going to have your eyes closed. However, I'll give you guidance, and you are simply directing your energy or directing the violet flame into different places. So the first thing I'd like everyone to just agree upon, we're all in kindergarten tonight, right? In kindergarten, you can do it however you want to. There are no rules. So when I say your violet flame, if your violet flame is a little shade different of violet than mine, that's okay. If you're okay with a little tiny flame, okay. If you want a big billowing bonfire, okay. You simply cannot do it wrong. All right? So we're going to open this meeting. I have actually a purple candle right here. So for everyone who's on the phone, what I'd like everyone to do is just take a breath and close your eyes for a minute. And out in front of you, if you happen to have an altar in your home or a place where you would have a focal point, right? It's not a religious thing. It's just a focal point. Would you, in your imagination, would you see a table or a place that has a candle on that table, that shelf, that apparatus? And right next to the candle, there is a box of matches. Would you pick up your box of matches, and would you light a match? Would you say hello to that fire element, that igniting? And would you allow yourself to light your candle, lighting the flame, that violet flame? We're going to use this violet flame tonight in quite a few avenues. So if you find that your eyes open, that's okay. Allow your eyes to open. Look around the room. And then simply breathe your eyes closed again. And this candle is really, this is our third lighting of the candle. Very interesting. Most of you know I do everything in threes anyway, so we have a candle that's really wanting to say, hey, I have some things that need to be transformed tonight. I have some things that want to be transmuted, and I need a little help. Nothing happens by accident. So this is a great example of times in our own life where we started something and our desire or our focus stopped and the light went out. So it's a great example of, oh, I have to relight my fire. And if it goes out again, is to come back home inside. And is this something I really want for myself? And if it is, we're going to light it that third time. So for those of you on the phone, the candle has definitely got a good flame going now. So we're going to use this flame. So if you have a flame literally in front of you, great. If you don't, you can imagine your candle, but what we're going to do is start looking at the flame, and we're going to allow that candle flame to burn brighter and brighter and brighter. So if you are a person who likes to meditate with your eyes closed, I'm going to invite you to simply allow the eyelids to close. If you need to, you can always open up your eyes and keep looking at the flame, but you will do more work actually if your eyelids are closed. So simply breathe your eyelids closed. And then with your eyes closed, would you see that flame on your candle? And while you're simply viewing the flame, would you say hello to three, to your breath, and allow yourself to take three breaths, those breaths that come in, and they flow from that internal point right through to the exhale, and allowing the exhale to roll right into the inhale, back to the exhale, flowing into the inhale. And again, three circular breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Simply allowing that air to flow. There's no stopping point. It breathes in and it breathes out. On your next in-breath, would you allow yourself to breathe in through the flame and breathing that violet flame right into your space, allowing it to mix with who you are, where you're at right now, and breathing out back into the flame. Breathing in from the flame. And breathing back out. I'd like you to take inventory of your body. Where in your physical body do you have something that you would like to put attention on tonight? Would you just say hello to that part of your body? There will be an opportunity where we specifically direct the violet flame into that place, but for right now, what hurts? What is stale? What is stuck? As you allow that breath to breathe in, that violet flame, mixing with where you are right now, and breathing out. Next, would you say hello to your emotional self, your emotional body? And if you were to say, like right now, on a scale from 1 to 10, I feel like I'm vibrating at a, give yourself a number, so that we can ask later, has your vibration raised? Do you feel better? So no judgment on it. Just right now I'm vibrating someplace from 1 to 10. And if you're at a 10, great. Stay there. But our goal is by the time we're done tonight is that you're up above the number that you feel like you're sitting at right now. Next, would you say hello to your mental self? The mind game, the head chatter. Just notice where that body seems to have a lot of goo, stuffiness. Take a breath. Now, would you put your awareness on your work environment? Maybe a project you're working on. If you happen to be retired, you don't go to a office space. What's a project that you have your focal point on that you would like to create movement, flow, transmutation, transformation in? You allow that circular breath, breathing that violet into your beingness. Do you have a relationship you're in that you would simply like to be able to clear something out? Fascinating. I said the word relationship. And my little kitties who are working on their relationship said hello. If you didn't hear that on the phone, you're lucky. So we have a lot of different places to simply say hello to tonight. You are invited to say hello to all of them. Again, give yourself permission to be in kindergarten. You have your flame right out in front of you. So would you say hello to the air element? They're called the sylph, the air elementals. Just say hello to the air element and allow them to breathe some air onto your flame. And as that air comes in with the fire, it starts billowing that flame up a little bit more. And all you have to do is take a breath, allowing that flame to get bigger. And take a breath, allowing the fire to get bigger, the flames of the fire to get bigger. You might even hear crinkling, you know, when you get close to a fire, it has a sound. But allow those flames to start building higher and higher and higher. And now with your hand, would you simply reach out into the flame that's in front of you and notice that you're simply putting your hand into the violet, but you don't get burned. It's very actually cool to the touch. But just notice, you can play, you can stir it up even more, and then bring your hand back out so that you know that you're safe. You can allow this violet flame to get as large, as intense, as billowing as you desire. Now we're going to start with a couple different things. Would you imagine that right by your dominant hand? If you're a left-handed person, it'll be on the left-hand side. If you're a right-handed person, it'll be on the right-hand side. But there's a stack of very special paper and a beautiful violet pen. Would you allow yourself to pick up one of those really pretty pieces of paper and that violet pen? And the first name that comes to your awareness, a person that you just don't seem to see eye to eye with, would you take that pen and just write their name on the piece of paper? And then would you toss the paper into the flame? And as soon as you toss it, it instantaneously, and it's gone. So grab another piece of paper and write on that, I feel right now, right at this moment, I feel, and put a word on it. I feel, and then throw it into your flame and watch it incinerate. And then grab another piece of paper. I wish I would have. Or I wish I would not have. Either or. I wish I would have said. I wish I would have done. Whatever I wish I would have, that regret. And as fast as you can write it and throw it, you can pick up another piece of paper and fill out another one. We're in the process right now of simply letting go and putting things into the violet flame with our mental body, our mental game. I wish I would not have. I heard this one earlier tonight. I'm not going to do that anymore. Whatever that is, I'm not going to do that anymore. It was a waste of my time, a waste of my talent. Just write it on the paper, throw it in the flame. And notice that every time you throw something in the flame, it gets a little bit more violet. It gets a little bit more intense because it's working for you now. What is that thought that you never can seem to get out of your head? When you want to go to sleep at night, what is that thought that keeps rolling around in your head? Let's give it to the violet flame. And if you like, you can simply grab it out of your head and throw it in the flame. If it works for you to write it on the paper and toss it in the flame, remember we're in kindergarten. There's no wrong way. Take a breath. Allowing the thoughts that do not serve. Now let's go behind that place we just were. What's the next emotion if you say, I feel right now? I really feel. I feel sad. I feel discouraged. Whatever that feeling is, if you know exactly where that feeling is in your body, you can literally reach into your body, grab it, and toss it into the violet flame. If you need to write it on your paper. I still feel, and that whatever that word is, and toss it into the violet flame. Take a breath. Let's see if there's any more thoughts right now that are coming up. As soon as you see a thought, simply say hello to it, grab it, toss it into the violet flame. Would you start breathing on that fire with that air elemental? Breathe it, allow that flame to get a little bigger and brighter, to where its diameter is growing. So instead of it being about the size of a nickel, we can allow that flame to be the size of an orange. What does that feel like to have that flame be bigger? Knowing it will not hurt me, knowing I cannot get burned, what would it be like to have that flame be the size of the chair you're sitting on right now? Does that feel good? Can you allow the flame to be bigger than where you're sitting? So no matter how you turn, you have a violet flame completely billowing around you. Would you say hello to the violet flame? And allowing yourself to breathe this violet flame in. We're going to shift the pattern of the violet flame. We have it billowing all the way around you. And on your next breath, would you breathe that violet flame, allowing it to come all the way into your heart. And as you breathe it out, would you breathe it out over the top of your head, back into that huge flame. Breathing it back into your heart, allowing it to go down around your feet, underneath you. And then breathing it in from the entire violet flame, billowing around you, into your heart, out over the top of your head, and into your heart, and down around your feet. Let's do that again, a third time. Seeing that violet flame, huge violet flames all the way around you, as tall as you are. And just breathing in. So no matter how we're breathing that violet flame that's going to transmute everything. And as we breathe out, all that stuckness that's in our lungs is going to breathe out. It's going to breathe it out over the top of our head. Breathing into our heart. And breathing down around our feet. Excellent. Now, in the human body, we have a specific organ that is all about changing and cleansing. So if you take your right hand, sort of find your rib cage, you'll see where your liver is right by your right hand. If you like, you can touch your liver. And now very intentionally, would you ask the violet flame to come in through your hand, into your liver, and assist your liver in detoxifying the body. A little while ago, we allowed ourselves to detoxify our mind. But here we're going into the cells of the body, that place that cleans and it purifies and it filters. So simply allowing that violet flame to go into the liver. And as it comes out, breathe it out up over your head. Just get it back into the big violet flame. And as you breathe it in and direct it right to your liver. And as you breathe out whatever is stuck in the liver, breathe it out into the flame. And do it again, very focused, breathing in specifically into the liver, asking it to cleanse, to transform, to rebuild, The other big organ is your pancreas. So take your left hand this time, and on the other side of where the rib cage is, say hello to the pancreas. This beautiful organ is in charge of processing sugar. Would you allow yourself to breathe that violet flame into the pancreas? Right here, would you allow your body to absorb violet light? If you happen to be a person that is stuck on a craving, breathe the violet light into the place in the pancreas that has that hook for the craving. If you need to visualize the food that you crave or the drink that you crave, as an example, maybe you're a person who is having a difficult time getting off of coffee. Visualize your mug of coffee in the violet flame. But we're transforming and transmuting the cells of the body right now to unplug from the hook that says, I must have, I need. For many of us, we crave things when we get bored, when we are tired, when we're snowed in. Sometimes it happens when the sun goes down. So since you're in kindergarten, would you simply give the command to that violet flame to go right where in your DNA, to go right into the center of the cell that's got the program in it, that says, I want, or I must have. Gotta have it. Allow that violet flame to go right into the center of that program and break up the seed. Remember we said there's certain things that can only be opened with fire. Would you allow the violet flame to break open the shell of that program? And notice how the husk of the shell is now burning off. And you can see the new little seed in there of the new thing you're wanting. Would you allow the violet flame to start breathing into this new little life, this new thing that you are wanting to anchor into your life? Just say hello to the new little seedling that is being birthed in the violet flame. And take three of those circular breaths. Make them really audible. I'm breathing in. And as I breathe out, I'm going to breathe out onto my new little seedling. Breathe in that beautiful violet flame. And breathe air onto, transforming your little seedling, giving it the air it needs to grow, the air the soil needs to grow. This new habit, this new piece that you're stepping into. And a third breath, breathing in. And very audibly letting it go. As that seedling is growing, you put your awareness on the huge billowing violet flame. Give it permission to grow even larger, to have more of a rolling attitude, a more of a rolling motion. And would you invite into your presence the holder of this flame, Saint Germain? Would you ask him to move in through your flame, dancing with you in your flame? You may notice the colors get a little bit brighter. As you breathe in this flame with Saint Germain merged in the flame with you, is there something in your physical body that is out of alignment that you would like to direct the flame specifically into? A cyst, a tumor, a fat cell? Something that you know you're being asked to bring something physically in the body into this violet flame to allow it to transform itself. Breathing that violet flame directly into that part of the body. Would you ask Saint Germain specifically for his assistance in this violet flame to transmute? Where you've put your desire on. Allowing that violet flame to move in the cells, transforming anything that's out of alignment. And as you breathe out, allowing that misaligned energy to breathe out of your body, into that billowing wall around you. And on your next in-breath, breathing in specifically the level of violet, the intensity of violet, to bring that part of your beingness into perfect well-being. Sometimes you need the mist of the fire. Sometimes you need the smoke of the fire. Sometimes you need the flame. simply allowing your body to know as it breathes in, what's the exact calibration of that violet that your body needs to restore perfect well-being, to restore harmony. Would you be pleased with yourself? Just check in with yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Am I higher right now than when I first began this process? Have I come up, even if it's a quarter of a notch? Have I raised my vibration? Is there another place in your body that you would like to direct the violet flame? Would you simply breathe it into the place, direct it? You're the commander. You can't do it wrong. Simply direct the flame exactly where you need it to go. And notice how different your physical body feels with that violet light inside of you. Would you allow yourself to turn around 360 degrees inside of that violet flame? And if you skip inside of there, if you dance inside of there, roll around, no matter how you move, you always step forward within this flame. So if I can transform something inside of my body, that's just for me, that's only about me, I know that I can share this outside of my body. So within where you're sitting right now, and within that violet flame, would you invite someone that you have a relationship with into the flame with you? If there was a part of the relationship that you would like to transform, change its pattern, where would that be with this person? Would it be how you have communication with them verbally? Communication physically? communication tactily? Do you want to touch them? Do you want to send them an email? However that form is that you would like to have communication with them, would you breathe that violet flame into that space where you want to see a change happen? As you breathe into your body, allowing the violet flame to come into your heart, out over the top of your head, into your heart, down around your feet, breathing that violet flame into your heart, and on this out-breath, direct it right where you would like to create change with your this person you're in relationship with. I keep seeing a lot of emails, and so if that's your way of communicating, breathing that violet flame into your computer or your tablet where you create emails, so that no matter how you create communication, it has shifted. If you communicate with the phone, send the violet flame into the phone. If you sleep with this person, put it in the bed, in the pillows, in the blankies. Infusing the violet flame into how you communicate, where you want the shift to be. Someone sending this picture. If you have a hard time sleeping at night, invite the violet flame into your pillows, into your sleep space, so that you can fall asleep easily, effortlessly. Would you thank that person? You can invite them to stay in the violet flame as long as they want to, but would you bring your awareness back into you? Breathing that violet flame billowing that's merged with Saint Germain into your heart, out over the top of your head, into your heart, down around your feet. Effortlessly. The more you let out of what's not working for you, the more violet flame you can have in your beingness. Now, would you put your awareness on some place in your home that you would like to create a shift? It could be in the sock drawer that you never go into. It could be in a cabinet you want to rearrange. It could be in a room you want to have different paint in. Where's there a place in your home that you would like to create change? A project that's never been finished. On your out-breath, would you now direct that violet flame into that part of your home, that cabinet, that drawer, direct it directly into the place where you would like to have transformation, transmutation. Let it go. All that you're doing is breathing violet into that space, giving it permission to shift. Notice how the energy is already changing in your home. If you find that you're yawning, that's great. That means you're releasing energy. Sometimes you have tears that come out of the eyes as well. It's just letting things go. Is there a second place in your home that you would like to share this violet flame? Very specifically. On your next breath, we're actually going to invite the violet flame up the pathway from where people would park outside of your home. We're going to invite that violet flame to literally flow into from the point where they would get out of their vehicle up your driveway, your pathway, all the way up to your front door. And would you give the command to the violet flame to billow in your doorway? Would you give it permission to anchor in the doorway so that when you open your door for guests, they walk through this violet flame, and any of the gunk that they were coming with gets transmuted the moment they walk through that violet flame into your home. And if you have a side door, a back door, a door that goes to a balcony, if you have windows, which hopefully everyone does, would you very systematically walk through your home, and would you anchor the violet flame in every portal into your home, into your sanctuary? Again, so if somebody's walking by and they look in a window, they may not be thinking about it, but they're sending energy. So any energy, no matter how it would come into your home, gets transmuted the moment it comes through a window, a doorway, a crack, those little faucets, whatever they call soffits, fireplaces, any portal. And if you need to crank up the intensity of the violet flame again, just allow that billowing fire, again, in every portal. And what's always fun is to now invite that billowing flame to now move through every room in your home, going into the walls, into the electrical outlets, transforming any stuck energy that's in the creation of the home, in the walls, in the electrical outlets, bringing everything into balance. And take a breath. All that you have to do as you're directing the energy is breathing into the flame. Very methodically, every window, every door. They tell you that once a month you should put this, like, microbials down your sinks so they go down the pipes. So what would it be like right now if you had a big jug of violet and you went to every sink and every toilet and just dumped violet down every pipe that's in the house? Whew, that shifted some energy. Take a breath, bring yourself back into present time. Where else would you like to shift energy? So I know sitting in front of me in person are very, very creative people. I'm sure everyone on the phone is also very creative. What is a project you're working on that you would like to billow this violet flame through your project? If you've written a book and you want it to have more visibility, be nominated for an award, have your books in more stores, whatever a piece of your creation that you're wanting, would you simply invite this violet flame to move in, through, and around your project? Simply allowing that energy to do the work. Notice how much lighter it is. Again, would you be aware of your physical body? And just notice, did anything get tight while we were doing that work? We always start with ourselves. So if there's any tightness again in the body, would you breathe that violet flame into that part of the body? As you breathe in from the violet flame into an infinity loop out over the top of your head, in through your heart, down around your feet, into your heart, out over the top of your head, into your heart, down around your feet. Anchoring this violet flame into what we call your space, your aura. So that whoever comes up to you, is around you, will feel this beautiful violet of transformation and transmutation. What's one blessing that you would like to share with someone? Whatever that vibration is, would you simply breathe it into your space, into this violet flame? I would like to share being happy, being optimistic. Just know that in your violet flame that moves in you, through you, and around you, when someone comes into your presence, they will feel this vibration that you are sitting at right now. And they can choose to absorb it, or they can choose to walk away. If they choose to absorb it, that violet flame is going to move in them, through them, and around them. And simply give yourself permission to simply be in this place, right here, right now, in this violet flame, raising your vibration for you. When you choose to change for you, you give permission to someone else to raise their vibration as well. So would you once again say hello to your emotional self? And right now, where I am right now, on a scale from 1 to 10, just notice where you are right now, sitting in this violet flame. Would you give yourself a nice, good job for raising your vibration? I feel this urgency. I keep having people say, but there's more, there's more. So is there one more place that you would like to direct this violet flame? Anywhere you would like to send this violet flame, would you simply breathe the light into your body, into your heart, and very intentionally, as you exhale, would you direct the violet flame where you are feeling that I have to share it here. And you're not responsible for how it gets received. You're simply offering this beautiful violet flame held by Saint Germain, working in you, through you, around you. Breathe that violet flame into your heart, out around your head, into your heart, down around your feet. When you invite Saint Germain into the flame with you, he merges his energy with you. Right now, you can thank him if you wish. You can have him step back if you wish. Or you can ask him to stay merged with you. It is your choice. Again, would you see your home where you have allowed the violet flame to be in every entryway into your home? Would you say hello to the creation that you have breathed the violet flame into? Something you're creating for yourself. And would you say hello to that beautiful seedling that broke open, that's growing, that's anchoring itself, that broke open with the violet flame when you walked away from a habit? Would you say hello to your pancreas and your liver? Would you say hello to the other parts of your body that you've invited the violet flame to move into? Your lungs, your ears, your intestines, wherever you've invited in, and would you be pleased with yourself? Take a nice deep breath. Would you be aware of the room that you're sitting in? Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Bring yourself back to the room you're in. And my suggestion is for you to just kind of allow yourself to come back into your body for about 5 minutes. Those of you on the phone, don't jump into turning on loud music. Allow yourself to kind of just segue in. If you're going to bed, you can literally get off the phone, go crawl into your jammies, crawl into bed, and go to sleep. Blessings.